Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Tokoingoa. This is your Wātea News. Former Taitokerau MP Dover Samuels says his heart is heavy at the death of his cabinet colleague Sir Michael Cullen. Sir Michael, who served as Finance Minister from 1999 to 2008 and Deputy Prime Minister from 2002 to 2008 in Helen Clark's Labour government, died in Whakatane overnight from lung cancer. He was 76. Mr. Samuels says he had no match in Parliament for his wit and intelligence and often took on the harder issues for his colleagues at question time. Despite having to front foot the controversy over the Foreshore and Seabed Act, he gave close support to Māori ministers and those whose portfolios had an impact on Māori. After retiring from Parliament, he became a negotiator for Tū Wharetoa's treaty claims and assisted other iwi.
He was a standout torturer in the cabinet. Ko hinga tēnei rangatira, I have to acknowledge and share with his family and my personal affection to his family. Kia kaha ka manawa nui. But hoina tēnei ke te mihi aroha atu ki ai. Hoinga atu tō waka e te hoa minita, tā Michael. Hoinga atu ki Hawaiki nui. Kore koe wara wara tia. Ko hinga koe e Wainganui tō iwi Māori aroha atu ki a koe. I ngā wā ki muri. Hoinga atu hoina tēnei. Kiwa tūnei mihi atu aroha atu na ki a koe me tō whānau hoki. Hoki atu ki tō tāua kaihanga. Moe mai, moe mai, moe mai.
Sir Michael Cullen's family will hold a private funeral service as soon as possible, followed by a public memorial service in Tāne Atua later. Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Uruta Kauchia Rawiri McCree Jansen says the current COVID outbreak could be hard to contain despite progress identifying the initial source. There are now more than 100 locations of interest across Auckland, including Avondale, Northcote and Linfield High Schools, churches, supermarkets, bars and restaurants. Dr. Jansen says it will be another couple of days to understand how quickly it is spreading. But he says it's time for the Health Ministry to heed the advice of Māori experts about vaccinating the most vulnerable populations.
Get this done now. First doses for all Māori and Pacific over the age of 12, starting now. Other things can pause. We can dial back on second doses for people. We can hold that. That's going to be okay. We've got to get as many first doses done as we can right now.
Dr. Rawiri Jansen. There were long queues this morning for Waiparaita's COVID testing clinic at the Avondale Racecourse. Manager Ngairi Harris says the rapid response team was at Narrow Neck in Devonport on Wednesday and did another 1,000 tests yesterday in Henderson. She says they might not get through everyone by the 4:30pm close.
Got a few more hours in the week and weekend. They just try and pace it out. Don't sit in the queue for too long. Go home, come back tomorrow.
Ngairi Harris says people should check the Ministry of Health website for other testing and vaccination options. And that is your Wātea News.